All right, folks, welcome to this special edition of the Valhalla Club podcast. I'll be your bartender for this evening, Bourbon. With me tonight is Matt the Northman, and our special guest tonight is Jason Hansa, an esteemed writer for the BattleTech franchise. Here you go.
Words
are hard.
I appreciate. Yeah, I know. I'm a writer, not a speaker. So I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, man. Tonight we're just going to go for it.
Don't flip it. I mean, did you cover in Games Covered that we had a scrap a little while ago, a couple months ago?
I did not.
Yeah,
that's right. So we get to I made a trip back to the motherland of Virginia for a little nice weekend getaway with the wife, and just happened to be in Richmond, and me and our esteemed guest here got to link up at a local game store and throw down on some classic BattleTech and little Lance on Lance action.
It was Grey Death Legion versus Northwind Highlands, I think is what we set up. Or was it?
I think we just kind of went with whatever.
Yeah. And for the record, Ben tabled me. It was embarrassing.
I call it beginner's luck since I haven't played Classic in so long.
Yeah, and my dice, Ben borrowed my dice, and that's how people know I don't cheat. My
dice your dice were rough that day. I mean, I think you won one initiative out of probably, eight, nine turns?
Yeah, and I think I rolled above a six twice. I mean, it was rough.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, so... it was a good time. It was good to kind of see where the local hangout was for Jason and his crew down there in Richmond, Virginia. So, it was a nice little trip.
It was a great game. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What's the name of your local place there, Jason?
There's two here in Virginia. Me and Ben met up at Battlegrounds, which is on the southwest kind of corner of Richmond. And then there's another store up on the northeast side, called Waterloo. Both support BattleTech. Both have large and welcoming gaming groups. So I encourage anybody that pops into Richmond just to jump onto those Discords or just to swing by the store and throw some dice. So
very cool. Very cool.
Well, cool. It was a good little time. And I appreciate you having me out there and let me use your dice and your max.
There was a time where I would not let Ben touch my dice because of his poor rolling, but I think that time has passed. So
I've passed on the poltergeist by now.
Yeah. I'm hoping to use the same ones he used, so maybe I'll get some good luck for a change.
That's true. So Jason, you're our first returning guest, I think.
I think that's right.
I think you're our first returning guest. So
I am a regular at the bar, which may be good.
You are a regular at the bar, and we have to designate a particular stool for you, I guess.
Yeah, I'm the norm of the Valhalla Club.
Exactly. Exactly. So tonight our main metal is talking to Jason about his new book that he's working. So I got to see kind of a preview of the first chapter, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I bounced some ideas off Ben while he was down here, you know, let him see my outline just so, you know, hey, you know, give me a gut check on this. So I'm happy to talk about it.
Well, let's get into it. What are you working on that you can talk about, Jason? Because I know there's some things that we can't really get into, but...
Of course,
everybody knows. Can you divulge?
Yes. Everyone knows I'm working on the Wars of Reaving, Book 2. But in this case, specifically, I've been angst and I'm humbled to be able to continue the story of Far Country with the Farther Country, you know, excited to come out next year on the 1st of April. And I'm super excited about it. It's a continuation.
Oh, it's going to be great.
This is awesome.
I hope so. I'm humbled. You know, we stand on us current writers stand on the shoulders of giants. So my plot is, it's about 10 years after. I'm sorry. It's like 20, 25 years after. It's the midst of the Jihad. And the humans, the Dust team, you know, the survivors that they pulled and all the Tiete are up there in far country, which is the moon, not where they originally landed on the first story. And they found kind of like a crash drop ship. So they've got some supplies. They've got, you know, some mechs. They're doing okay. And a jump ship misjumps in, and it's actually escaping word of Blake troops. And in this jump ship are essentially two different groupings. You've got these elite, the elite Shadow Division troops, a level 3, which is equivalent to an Inner Sphere battalion, but everybody knows because of combined arms it comes out a little differently. You've got these Shadow Division troops, which are just vicious and mean and everything you hate about the Word of Blake troops. But like one of the main characters of the story, you know, there's a couple bit different POVs, is this other level 3 that comes from Wisconsin, Terra. And you know, their official slogan is, you know, like, you know, by Blake Light, but you know, they call themselves like the Live Free or Died Brigade. So, you know, these Wisconsinites, you know, the Shadow Division lands, and of course they want to claim this planet for Blake, start kind of rebuilding a force. They think they're gonna be able to find their way home, and they want to be able to go back on the offensive. And the Wisconsinites, they're not having it. They're not really in on that. You know, they're kind of sick of the war. Or, you know, they recruited from Terra but to defend Terra, but that wasn't what their view of the Jihad was supposed to be. So obviously, eventually, they're going to jump onto the defending side, you know, the switch sides. And at the end, they kind of just end up kind of living in harmony, you know, finding their peace, getting away from the war. So I'm hoping to kind of channel a little bit of a war weariness among those troops. And that they come to this moon that's really beautiful and peaceful. And you know, I mean, they're okay, yeah, there's aliens, but, you know, so that's what I'm kind of hoping, you know. Of course, then obviously, you know, there's going to be a point of view from the Tiete side and the remainders, you know, the last survivors of the Dust guys, you know, because it's been 25 years on a hard world. So that's my basic plot, you know.
Kind of like Mutiny on the Bounty, you know, what's left of the people that shipwrecked on the island. But did I hear correctly that their motto was, Live Brie or Die Brie, as in the cheese?
Because that's right.
Wisconsin. Okay, mm-hmm. That is awesome. That is incredible.
That is
unofficial. Unofficial motto. You know, because I mean, these are just bubbas and, you know, men and women from like Janesville, Wisconsin. I mean, they're not taking themselves real seriously here.
Yeah. Cheese heads instead of helmets and stuff. Yeah, I like it.
All their mechs painted with green and yellow stripes on them for the Packers.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, blue cheese looking decorations on tanks. You know, just
yes. They leave a trail of stench behind them as they go. It's their chemical warfare attacks. It's the smell of brie and blue cheese
and then burger.
Oh man. So what are your thoughts on have the Tiete like organized a little bit and maybe gotten some training from some Dust guys, and now they're a force to be reckoned with?
Absolutely. One of the things I'm really kind of laying into is that they're not stupid, they're just uneducated, you know. So, you know, there's definitely a you know, obviously that at this point there have been multiple generations of the aliens raised, and you know, they've gone to school, they're learned to read, they're, you know. And so I'm also leaning into that birds have wickedly good eyesight. So in the mechs, you know, the Tiete, you know, they have to kind of modify them then, but they're in these Star League era mechs, they are just wickedly good with laser weapon, like auto cannons. So like when they're like in a Flashman, they're just dangerous. They're able to punch way above their weight. So
yeah. I feel like this is that bit from the other guys where the school of tuna is building a breathing apparatus to get the taste of lion. Oh man,
this is awesome! Now there's no inbreeding or anything. I mean, there's no like,
you know, no
aliens and stuff. Okay, I don't want that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I jokingly pitched that to Ray, and he gave me the side eye so hard that, you know, I think I've lost a lot of life.
You had to kind of
give it a joke. Channel a little bit. Yeah, John Helfer was like, smack me on the upside of my head later. Like, what were you thinking?
Oh, that's great.
That is awesome.
So Wow. All right. So that's
Do you foresee this being like a continue after this?
I would love to. I mean, of course, it goes, sees how long it goes, how well it goes over with, you know, the readers. But I would very much love to kind of revisit them. You know, maybe somebody quote unquote misjumps in during the Ill Clan era. You know, so this, so I could revisit the society and see what this introduction of fresh blood and fresh ideas, you know, and these people who just really kind of want to relax. You know, I would love to revisit them. You know, I'm hoping that this cat is on, and I'm asked to write it like a farthest country.
Farthest, yes. I love it.
Yeah. Farther and farthest, yes. Yeah, I exactly. like it.
They kind of round out the trilogy. So, I mean, of course, this is me wishing into the sunlight here. You know, I mean, first I have to finish from this, but... So.
Well, I could definitely see this as like, you know, the new trilogy for people that have kind of, you know, the Warrior trilogy and all the Great Death trilogies and stuff. This could be the new one for like our era.
The intro primer to BattleTech with
the
intro on like how BattleTech works. It's like, you know, hey, here's like a series, you know, but you don't have to worry about trying to understand 100 years continuity. You know. So yeah, this could definitely be kind of a jumping off point for new readers just to understand how the universe. I'm hopeful, you know. I'm really excited about it because you know, I'm really trying to lay into the characters to give that kind of a wide open feeling. You know, the best westerns are, in my opinion, the ones that sit there and really kind of capture the feel of an unexplored land. Or if you've seen The Martian, or in The Martian, he's like, every step I take is someplace no one's been before. I'm really kind of hoping in the early chapters to capture that feeling of the people who are lived there before, you know, Warder Blake jumps in, you know, before the Fire Nation attacks.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Kind of explore things with the characters.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, BattleTech's fiction's about the characters. It's not, you know, about the mechs. I mean, that's kind of like the tools to explore the characters. It's not the mechs are not characters, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm wondering too, because I mean, you know, as BattleTech fiction connoisseurs, you know, are pretty homogenized. They'll read kind of whatever, but most have very strong opinions, either, you know, one way or the other on Far Country, the original series, the original book. So, you know, I'm wondering if is there any concern of any like backlash from some of the haters of Far Country that don't want aliens in their prim and proper stompy robot universe?
I admit I am worried. I think I'm hopeful I can tell a good enough story that sway most of the undecideds, but I know there's going to be a portion of the community I won't be able to win over. And, It's a little scary, a little terrifying, a little, you know, like, oh my goodness. But it's part of, you know, I when I agreed to write this, that's part of what I signed up to do. So
now, was this in any way related to the Kickstarter at all? Is that part of this? Is this?
No. This is just pendant, you know, hey, would you work on this? You know, like, you know, to sit there and kind of flip out, you know, to come back and circle back, because like Far Country is like out of print now since for 30 years, give or take. So, you know, I guess they decided it was time to revisit, and I guess that was the wacky one that they said, you know, hey, this guy wrote about kangaroo infantry once. He's qualified to write about aliens.
Let's find some new weird thing for him to write about.
So now, exactly. You know, just because I've seen it recently and because it's kind of coming out. The Irby McLamb, I think this might be the story for that. I don't know if you can say anything about it, but since that's coming out in plastic, maybe this is the spot to
go. I have a hard NDA. I will just stay. I will stop there.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's all I can say. Make your own assumptions and use your own imaginations.
No canonization for the Irby Lamb.
I did not say that.
I'm drawing a hard line.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Maybe to be surprised.
Oh, man. That's awesome. When do you think we could possibly see this in a storefront? April next year?
April. Yep. The 1st of April next year is what they tell me. And so obviously that would probably be electronic first and then print on demand like a week or two later. So. So, yeah, you know, maybe I'll sneak you guys a couple, you know, a preview copy later this year once I'm done writing it. You'll get your gut check on it.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Well, cool. Anything else you want to bring up about Farther Country?
Well, again, I'm just really hoping readers will give it a chance. I mean, oh, we got
John's jumping on.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, John. Now it's a ball game.
Now it's a game. You missed the whole first half of the podcast, as usual.
I don't see how that's relevant or important.
Yeah, of course not.
Don't you guys want to hear about me and my daughter eating some yogurt and berries?
No, because I know that what that does to your intestinal tract.
Oh, man.
Chemical warfare.
Here we go again.
Rough, man. It's
here
rough in there.
Here we go.
I just want to say hi. Seems like y'all are having fun. And
yeah, man. Yeah, we're talking about Jason's new book, Farther Country.
Yeah. Did you ask him about the bird human relations? Because I'm pretty interested to see that develop.
Matt brought it up. There's no cross species pollinization.
Yeah, they told me to keep it PG-13, unfortunately, because you know BattleTech's meant to be kind of be read by both teenagers and adults. So yeah.
How much of your pre-existing fan fiction did you have to delete?
Mine?
Well, I guess anyone here, yeah. I mean, it's a popular subject, I know.
I had to cross out several lines of my outline, yes.
Yeah. Just a moment of silence for those lines.
Yeah.
Moment of silence.
Yeah. Maybe I'll post them or something on fan fiction.
The director's cut.
Exactly. Yes.
the extended Jason Hanta version in the Farther Country.
Yeah, the Rector's Cut.
Farther Country.
Yeah. That's good.
There you go.
No, I just came in to say hi, obviously.
Appreciate it.
I'll bounce out so y'all don't have to hear some kid mutterings.
Or some cats screaming in the background or some litter being changed.
Yeah. And I forgot to buy jelly beans today too, unfortunately. But I was trying to get the whole effect.
All right.
Get y'all later. All congrats right, on the book, Jason.
So hey, good Jason, talking that to does you. Bring up what can you tell us what might be on the cover, maybe? Artwork wise? Because I know that's, you know, Far Country has some incredible artwork on the front. So I don't know.
I can tell you what I pitched, and Brett Evans, the art director, has not said no. All right.
Yeah.
I pitched a battle master with a dual cockpit, you know, the human up front driving, and the Tiete in the back as the gunner / commander, you know, being able to be seen through like the old style, kind of unseen.
Oh, cockpit. Man.
So
that's so awesome.
Yeah, I'm hoping, you know, they haven't told me no. They said they're looking at it, working at it, you know. So, but that's what I'm going for, because I want both. I want the like a human, kind of an old dust trooper with, you know, the Tiete in the back, just firing away with all six different medium lasers, you know, just going to town. So
that's phenomenal. What I'm hoping. I can't wait to see it.
I think it will be a heck of an image, and I think that will help move books. You know, kind of going back to what you're. Your question before John jumped in was, what would I like to tell the audience? Just give it a chance. That's all I'm asking. Just, you know, open your minds. Give me a chance to tell these character stories. And, you know, then that's all I'm asking. You know, I'm going to try and do the justice. I'm going to try and do the Word of Blake justice. And, you know, well, the good part of Word of Blake, not the bad guys. And
too much.
Those guys don't get any justice.
Yeah, nope. Just, you know, they're there together. But yeah, that's what I would ask people. Give it a chance, readers. You know, that if I can make you smile, make it, you know, kind of say, okay, this was pretty good, then I did my job right, and I'm going to do the best I can.
Well, I think that's a good part to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good message to have across all the fiction, not just stuff you don't like.
Yeah, that I'm sure about.
Yeah, right. Oh man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Incredible. I'm looking so much forward to it. Just, continue the fascination with Far Country. That's just great stories.
Yep. For a new generation. So I sure appreciate you guys having come on to talk about it.
Yeah,
for sure, man. We appreciate having you, and you know, you're welcome anytime to pop in whenever you see us bouncing around in here. But I think that concludes our main metal. I think so.
As Ben would say, this has been fantastic.
This has been fantastic. And now for your drink of the month. Your drink of the month this month is a big glass of Food You. That's the drink of the month.
Happy April Fools, drink everyone. It
up, baby.
April Fools. There's no such thing as Father Country.
Yeah. We should probably put that out there.
It should be. Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you think there should be, you can reach us at heat.management.
Yes. Any complaints about it? Heat.management. And if you really don't like the content, reach out to WNRP at wolfstragoons.com.
Yes, all of the above.
But thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us all for
Buddy.
April Fools.
Yeah,
appreciate it. All right. Last call.
Last call.
Thanks for joining us today in the Valhalla Club. If you'd like to hang out with us and many other Battletech podcasters, then be sure to join our Discord. Link is in the description. Special thanks to our sponsor, Ares Games and Miniatures. Ares is the premier online retailer for all your Battletech needs. If you would like to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thevalhallaclub. If you have any comments, please feel free to send an email to thevalhallaclub@outlook.com. Until next time, mech fans.